And welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium here in Minden, Nebraska. Blaine Bulis with you for game number two of our doubleheader here on The Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5. The boys game in this first round of the Minden Holiday Tournament, the Minden boys and the Adams Central guys will go at it here in game number two after the Minden girls take care of Adams Central 76-33 in their first game of the evening as the Lady Whippets advance to the championship tomorrow. The winner of this one will move on to the championship and take on Bennington tomorrow in the boys' championship. The loser will be playing at 2:45 tomorrow against Grand Island Northwest as Bennington boys beat Grand Island Northwest by double digits in the first game of the day in the boys' bracket. It was a 62-43 Bennington win. So the winner gets Bennington in the championship. The loser takes on Grand Island Northwest in the consolation game at 2:45 tomorrow, the boys' championship at 6:15. Adams Central and Minden, they usually meet in the second round, which is usually the championship or consolation in this tournament, usually the championship. They're going to meet in the first round, as the girls did earlier in this tournament this year. Adams Central comes in 5-1 on the season. The Patriots defeated Holdridge to start the year, then lost to Aurora, but have won everything since. They've won over Centura, Wood River, Ord, and Gibbon. The last game before the Christmas break was a win over Gibbon by the score of 59-38. As the Patriots won that game, jumped out to a 28-12 halftime lead and beat Gibbon 59-38 to close the pre-Christmas portion of the campaign at 5-1 and unbeaten in conference play. The only loss to Aurora, 43-34. The Minden Whippets come in 5-0. They're ranked number one in Class C1. They've defeated Southern Valley 55-40, Lexington 72-17, Aurora 52-47. So the Whippets have defeated Aurora by 5, and Adams Central lost to Aurora by 9. Grand Island Central Catholic also fell to Minden 52-31. And the last game before Christmas for the Whippets was a 76-40 trouncing of Central City on the season. So the Whippets are 5-0. They're ranked number one in C1. They finished second at the state tournament last year, as you remember, as they lost to Norfolk Catholic in the championship, and they've got some players on that team back this year leading the way. Yeah, Carson Bloom, Derek Kissinger, the big two there as far as leading the Whippets. They were second in the state tournament last year in C1, and they are 5-0 to start this season. So it's 5-0 Minden, 5-1 Adams Central. It should be a good boys' first-round game, and we're going to have more on this New Tech seed pregame show. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed is your yield leader. We're going to take a timeout and listen to this from New Tech Seed. When we return, we'll have a conversation with Adams Central basketball coach Zach Foster right after this.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Talking with Adams Central head basketball coach Zach Foster as the Patriots get ready to take on the Minden Whippets in the first round of the Minden Holiday Tournament. Coach, going to the break on a winning note, winning at Gibbon the Saturday before Christmas. Ball club played pretty well there. I know you wanted to head into Christmas on that winning note, and your team played pretty well.
Yeah, we were pretty happy with them. Gibbon came out and played a little bit different defense. They went box and one on Brady, so that was a little bit different look than we had seen this year. So I was pleased with how our kids responded to that. I thought we played well in the defensive end, and yeah, it was a nice win, nice way to go into the break.
A couple of guys in double figures there. You go in 5-1, coach. I'm pretty happy with that. I know you'd like to get that Aurora game back, maybe, but you can't do that now. But a pretty good start, 5-1. Got to be pretty happy with that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have a lot of things to be thankful for. And I think we learned a lot from that game, and we said that we would. But like you said, we have a lot of improvement yet to make. And we talked a lot about if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And our schedule gets really very difficult here the second part of the year, but we're excited about it. We're excited to kind of see where we measure up against some of the best teams.
You had the 5-1 start, had the Christmas break. Everybody celebrates Christmas, I guess. And you get back at it yesterday with the first practice. Guys come back pretty well at practice yesterday.
Yeah, their focus is pretty good. I think they understand the opportunity that we have, and that's what every game is, but especially when you play somebody who's rated in the top two or three in the state. It's a great opportunity. It's a great tournament. You know, somebody pretty good is going to go 0-2 in this tournament, and, you know, win or lose, I think we're going to learn a lot about ourselves.
Yeah, you go in and take on the Whippets of Minden, 5-0, Coach, ranked, what, number one in C1. What about this Minden out there? What makes them so good? A lot of people we've heard the names of before, but what makes them so good?
Well, I mean, you got to start at the top that they got, you know, two All-State players who have played since they were freshmen, three-year starters, maybe four-year starters even, in Bloom and Kissinger, and they definitely are great players. Bloom is probably one of the best point guards, if not the best point guard in the state. He was the Triplin Player of the Year last year. Kissinger's a great, great shooter, very similar to Brady in how he plays. And there are other guys that have really developed into their roles. Christian Schwenke is their big guy who's been hurt his whole career, and he's finally healthy, and so he's a really big piece of their puzzle too. They got, you know, and Coach Lovin, this is his third or fourth year there, and they've just gotten better and better every year, and so we know we definitely have a challenge ahead of us.
You have to play well in all aspects, don't you, Coach? There can be no let-up in any part of the game. You just have to have a full 32 minutes or maybe even more, but you have to be really consistent and consistently good tonight.
Oh, I think so. And I think probably the most important thing is our offensive efficiency as far as turning the ball over. That it's one of the few things we've really been disappointed in our guys and as coaches, too, that we just have been too lackadaisical with the ball too many times and have been turning over 13 or 14 times a game. And, you know, to win games like this, you're not going to be able to do that because Minden's going to have about 7 or 8 turnovers probably because, again, they're best players with their guards and they have the ball most of the time. And so we really got to value the ball.
The defensive-wise, you're going to have to be ready to go tonight, too, aren't you, Coach? And rebounding and defense, you're going to have to be technically sound in both those aspects tonight. You don't want to give them any more chances than they're going to have already, do you?
Yeah, exactly. And we really feel good as far as our matchups. I don't know if there's a team we match up better with than Minden, to be honest. So really it comes down to execution then. We like our guys. We think we're athletic enough to guard them. We understand our plan very well. Then it's going to come down to, like I said, going out there and executing.
Always some great battles when these two meet, and I'm sure the Minden guys are really looking forward to this, but this is a great opportunity for both these teams to just really see where they are and coming out of the Christmas break. So this is really a good opportunity for all these kids, isn't it?
Oh, I definitely agree with that. I think, you know, both teams have aspirations to you know, get out of our district, get down to Lincoln. This might not be the last time we see each other,
yeah,
too. And so, you know, both teams, I think, are going to learn a lot about themselves, and I think both teams are really looking forward to the challenge.
Okay, maybe the biggest key. We've talked about all aspects of the game. What do you think is the biggest key for your ball club?
I really think it's offensive efficiency again. I think we're going to get good shots. I think we're going to guard. I think we're going to challenge them and what they do. But we just can't turn the ball over at the rate we've been turning it over. And it hasn't been horrible. But, you know, again, 13 or 14 turnovers in a game of this magnitude might lose you the game. So I think really just taking care of the basketball, making good decisions with the ball is probably going to be the most important thing.
Well, back at it we go, Coach. Thanks for your time. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk when we're finished. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Zach Foster, head basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The AgriMax size 480 ADR42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16 8-ply. Other tires and sizes are also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 13 locations all across South Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
Welcome back to Minden. Blaine Gulis with you here on our New Tech Seat pregame show. It's Adams Central and Minden coming up in the boys' first-round contest of the Minden Holiday Basketball Tournament. We'll tip off in just a few minutes. So say a little bit about these two basketball teams. Adams Central, again, 5-1 on the year. The Patriots scoring at 61 points a game, giving up 41 per Patriots overall shooting 46% from the floor, 35% from three-point range, but only 56% from the free throw line. And Coach Foster was talking about the Patriots averaging 16 turnovers a contest, and they would like to cut down on that, especially when you face this real good competition. You can't give up the basketball, getting some looks at the basket, you hope. Opponents have turned it over 19 times against Adams Central. The Patriots have out-rebounded their opponents by about 5 or 6 per contest and have a 5-1 record. The men and Whippets, as you mentioned, on this basketball season are 5-0. Their last outing was a win over Central City at Central City December 17th, 76 240. The Whippets also average 61 points a game. They give up only 36 per contest, and they get about 31 rebounds per contest. So these two teams that rebound get the same amount of rebounds just about per contest, so that should be a good battle on the boards. The Whippets turn it over less than 10 times a game, 9.8 turnovers on average per game. They shot 44% overall from the field, 27% behind, and 64% from the free throw line, led by Derek Kissinger, 15.8 points per game. Carson Bloom, 15.2 points per contest, the double figure and leading scores for the Minden Whippets. Kissinger also averages 4 rebounds a game. Bloom, 7 rebounds per contest. Adams Central, led by Brady Barrett, who averages 17.5 points a game. Christian Hodson, 8.5 points a game. Hodson also 5.7 rebounds per contest on this basketball season. That kind of gets your stage set for you for the Adams Central and Minden boys basketball game in the first round of this Minden Holiday Tournament. This has been the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Our thanks to all the good folks at New Tech Seed for their sponsorship of our pregame show and all our games on the breeze this basketball season. We'll take a timeout when we return. We'll give you the starting lineups, first quarter play-by-play in 30 seconds.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Minden. The starting lineups being introduced to the crowd here, and a good crowd on hand for this boys' game for the Adams Central Patriots. They will start Brady Barrett, a 6'2" inch senior, 17 points, 3.8 rebounds. Jake Fowler, the 5'11" junior. Jake averages 3.8 points, 3.5 rebounds. In the middle, Christian Hodson, a 6'6" inch senior, 8.3 points, 5.7 rebounds. Jesse Ackerman is forward, a 6'3" junior. Jesse averages 4.5 points, 3.2 rebounds. And the 6'2 junior, Blake Obermiller. Obermiller averages 7 points, 4.7 rebounds on the season. For the Minden Whippets, they will start Carson Bloom, a 6-foot senior, 15 points, 4.7 rebounds per game. Gary Kissinger, a 6'1 senior, 15 points a game, 7.4 rebounds for Kissinger. Bloom averages 7 rebounds. Christian Schwenk, a 6'4 senior, 8 points, 4.2 rebounds. Thomas Sinsel, a 5'9 senior, 5.8 points, 3.2 rebounds, and Dan Christensen, 2.6 points, 1.8 rebounds. He's a 5'7 senior. Bloom, Christensen, Schwenka, Kissinger, Sinsel for Minden, Ackerman, Hodson, Barrett, Obermiller, Fowler for Adams Central. Adams Central in their visiting blue, white numerals, red and white trim. Minden in the home white, purple numerals, purple trim. And the boys' game about to begin. All Minden in the girls' game, 76-33. The winner here to the championship, the loser to the consolation tomorrow afternoon. High school basketball here on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5, Hastings Kearney and Grand Island. Adam Sindel shooting at the basket to our right. Christian Hodgson, the jump center against Carson Bloom. The 6-foot Bloom, jump center. And the tip control by Adam Sindel goes to Ackerman, now to Fowler. Minden will start out in a man-to-man defense. Adam Sindel will come from left to right, it's given up to Brady Barrett. Just underway, boys' contest, Adams Central and Minden. Also in the same sub-district this year with St. Cecilia, Kearney Catholic. Should be a great postseason tournament. We have the holiday tournament here. Brady Barrett for Adams Central. Dovermiller to Fowler. Jake with the basketball. Now to Obermiller. Ackerman to Fowler. Good man-to-man defense by the Whippets. Barrett takes a 17-footer. Off the iron, no good. Tipped around. Grabbed by Derek Kissinger in the backcourt. Kissinger and Bloom, the big scorers for the Whippets, the veterans on this ball club. Good athletes driving. Schwenka will put it up and score around Christian Hodson in the field goal there. Christian Schwenka, the 6'4 senior, was the first bucket of the game. Minden up 2-0. Blake Obermiller into the scoring zone. The backcourt pressure there by Carson Bloom. Obermiller gives it up to Jake Fowler. Fowler to Ackerman. Kissinger on the defense there. Obermiller to Barrett. Thomas Sinsel guarding Brady Barrett. Ackerman goes to the floor, but he was helped there by Minden Whippets Christian Schwenka. So one field goal, one foul on Christian Schwenka. Shannon Lovin, the basketball coach of the Minden Whippets. There's Zach Foster for having a little pass underneath. Offensive foul, illegal screen on the Patriots. Grady Barrett, the Patriots, trying to get the back door set up there. The man was open, but the illegal screen and the foul on Barrett, first of the game. He played just over a minute. Minden 2, Adam Settle nothing. Backcourt of Kissinger to Carson Bloom, the 6-foot senior. Bounce pass, front court to Christian Schwenka. Cross court now to Derek Kissinger. Kissinger in the corner to Sensel. Thomas, the 5'9 senior, inside to Schwenka. Rolls on Ackerman, shoots off the backboard and rim. No good. Tipped around, grabbed by Overmiller for Adam Settle. Overmiller to Fowler. Jake into the scoring zone to our right for the Patriots. Reverses the dribble back out to Overmiller. Blake Overmiller to Fowler. Up at the key to Ackerman, who's behind the screen, takes the three. Off, no good, long rebound. Just tipped on Overmiller, grabs a pass underneath to Hodson. In the lane, Christian decks it out to Barrett for three. Off the iron, no good. Carson Bloom rebound from Minden. Whippets run from right to left. Front court, Bloom, he will drive. Spin in the lane, shot going to be partially deflected. Rebound and basket, Christian Schwenka. Two field goals for Schwenka. 4-0 Minden. Pressure in the backcourt by the Whippets. Jake Fowler will break that for Adams Central. Overmiller into the scoring zone for the Patriots. To Fowler. To Barrett. Brady Barrett inside the lane. Back out to Fowler. Pass underneath to Hodson. Double team there. He'll turn low and shoot. It's going to be too strong. No good. Pulled down by Derek Kister for Minden. Front court pass to Bloom. He will drive, shoot, and score. Carson Bloom. Just Kissinger basket. Bloom 6-0 Minden. 5:22 to go and a foul in the backcourt on the Whippet. Blake Overmiller controlled the ball. Foul going to be called on Carson Bloom. That's his first team's second. Into the game for Adams Central, Matt Brown, a 6'3" junior. Also into the game for Minden is going to be Isaac Carlson, a 5'10" junior. And Jonas Lovin, coach's son there, 6'1" sophomore. Jonas into the game for Minden. Spencil and Christensen go out. Adams Central ball down 6-0. Pass underneath the Brown all alone. Shoots and scores. Matt Brown, who comes off the bench for Adams Central and averages 8 points a game, gets two there, and there's a blocking foul in the front court on Jake Fowler. Fowler trying to slow down the Whippets. Blocking foul on Fowler. 5:02 to go first quarter. 6-2. Minden coming into the game will be Adam Hunt, a 6'3" senior for the Patriots. Now Adam comes off the bench and Hunt this season is averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds. The Patriots with Brown and Hunt in the game off the bench played pivotal roles in this start for the Patriots. Basketball, Dan Christensen for the Whippet. Pass underneath back row this time to Kissinger. Shot blocked by Brown, and Matt grabs the ball. A block by Brown, and the turnover there by the Whippet. So the good play there defensively by Brown. 6-2 Minden inside to Matt Brown. Foul from behind by the Whippet. Jonas Lovin. Lovin with the foul. Their non-shooting situation. Blake Overmiller to play it in underneath his own basket to the left of this basket. For the Adams Central Patriots down here 6-2 early. 4:41 to go in the first. Overmiller looks long. It's probably long out to Brady Barrett. Barrett will grab it near the timeline, but he can't save it from going into the offensive zone amendment to a backcourt violation on the Patriots. Their first turnover of the game. 6-2 Minden, 4:39 to go first quarter. The winner gets Bennington in the championship, 6:15 tomorrow night. The loser will take on Grand Island Northwest at 2:45 tomorrow afternoon on this floor in the consolation game. Carson Bloom, front court to Dan Christensen. Christensen out of Bloom in the cross court pass to Christensen. In the lane, fishing off, shot put up by Lovin. It's going to be off an air ball, tipped around, grabbed on the baseline by Brown. Matt Brown to Fowler, pass. Nice pass underneath on, can't control the ball out of bounds. Nice pass by Fowler, kind of threaded the needle. Adam Hunt just could not control it. Lost it out of bounds with the Minden basketball. Christian Schwenka back in, the 6'4 senior starter in for Jonas Lovin. Schwenka on the floor, Christensen on the floor. Isaac Carlson, Carson Bloom, and Derek Kissinger from Minden. Adam Hunt out there, Jake Fowler, Brady Barrett, Christian Hodson, and Matt Brown. Overmiller out, Hodson back in, so the Patriots going 6'6 Hodson and 6'3 Brown. So some two big fellas in there for the Patriots. Double team in the front court. Adam Central on to Schwenka. Gets the basketball out near sideline. Carson Bloom has to save it from going out of bounds. Now Derek Kissinger has it for Minden. Halfway through the first quarter, 6-2 Minden. Good man-to-man defense by the Patriots. Bloom with the defense by Derek. Basketball Christensen. Long three by Kissinger in the air. Off the iron, no good. They go for the ball. Schrenker grabs it on the offensive board for Minden. And the long rebound. Carlson with the drive to the baseline. Lost it out of bounds. Turnover Minden. Isaac Carlson was heading for the hoop and lost control of it. Lost it out of bounds. Ryan Cremosa, the 5'8 junior in the game. Ryan, the son of girls basketball coach. Rick Cremosa of Minden. So to the varsity coaches has the son on the boys team. Jonas Lovin, Ryan Cremosa. Patriot basketball on that Minden turnover. Fowler with it. Free throw line to Brown. Admiral drive, shoot, shot, short, no good. Battle for, grabbed by Kissinger. Very good. Good offensive progression there by Matt Brown. Ball wouldn't fall. Might have been deflected a little bit by Schwenk. Left alone for three in the air. No good this time by Cremosa. They just grab it on the end line. Adam Hunt. Hunt to Fowler. Jake saves it from going out of bounds. He lost control of it. Got it inbounds to Hodson to Hunt. Fowler still in the backcourt. 2:55 to go. First quarter, 6-2. Minden. Fowler to the free throw line. Bounce pass underneath the Brown. Shot blocked, but he's fouled on the play. Kissinger was there, and they might have whistled it on Derek. Yes, they did. Derek thought he had more ball than body, but foul called on Kissinger. And yes, Derek is the brother of Brooke and Jamie on the girls' team. So a lot of family situations here. Free throw by Brown is up off, no good. 6-2 is the score. Favor of the Whippets, Matt Brown. Second free throw off the iron, no good. So he misses them both, but it's tipped around and grabbed by Hunt. Hunt to Obermiller. To Hunt. Patriots control. Hunt, a runner from 12 is good. Adam Hunt with the runner for the field goal, 6-4. Minden basketball, they have it in the front court. Pinsel is back in the game. Will take the three off the iron, no good. Rebound offensively. Kissinger, he'll get in the lane and score. Derek Kissinger. Offensive rebound, his first bucket, 8-4 with it. Obermiller, front court. To Hunt, Patriots control, 2:15, clock runs, first quarter, inside to Brown, tipped around, reverse layup is good. Matt Brown, reverse layup. He has four, and it's 8-6, Minden. Schwenke to the free throw line. Run inside, score, it'll count, and he's fouled. Christian Schwenke has six for Minden, the starting center for the Whippets. Averages 8 a game. He has 6 this quarter, and it's 10-6. Goes to the free throw line with 2 minutes to go. A foul on Christian Hodson, and that's his first. So Schwenke was 6 trying to complete this 3-point play. Patriots have Jesse Ackerman back in the game. Blake Obermiller, Christian Hodson. Adam Hunt and Matt Brown. Schwenke's free throw is off the iron. No good. Brown with the rebound. 10-6 with it. Adam Central basketball. Obermiller to the timeline. Crosses it for the Patriots into the offensive zone. Basket to our right here in Minden. Minden Holiday Tournament. Defense there by Dick Carlson. Thomas Pinsel. Patriots swing it to Brown on the right wing. To Ackerman. To Hunt. Hunt goes to his left of the baseline, puts up the shot, a blocking foul as the shot does not go in. And a blocking foul called on the Minden Whippets. And they call on Carson Bloom, and that's going to be two on Bloom. That's a big foul with 1:32 to go in the first. Two fouls on Carson Bloom, the 15-point per game score for the Whippets, and seven rebounds for contest. He's got two. And Adam Hunt will go to the line to shoot two for Adam Central. They are 0-2 from the line. First free throw, no good by Hunt. Patriots 0-3 from the line. Again, Adam Central shooting 56% from the free throw line in the game. Isaac Carlson out of the game. Carson Bloom with those two fouls and 2 points for the Whippets. Second free throw, no good by Hunt. Patriots 0-4 from the line. Still trail of 10-6. Front court, Derek Kissinger, the 6'1 senior. Dan Christensen is back in there. Christensen to Carlson. To Sinsel, basically three guards. Three guards now in there for the Whippets. Sinsel has it. Tipped away, but grabbed by Carlson. Carlson, Sinsel. and Christensen, all under 6 feet out there. There's a three from the wing. It'll be off there. No good by Christensen. Hodson grabs the ball for Adam Simmel, gives it up in the backcourt to Ackerman. Now to Overmiller, front court to Hunt. Underneath to Brown. Shot up and good. Hunt to Brown, the Patriots. Beautiful passing play there. That's six for Matt Brown. 10-8. Minden lead in the lane, dishing off. Right side now, Kissinger for three in the air. Big arc and good. Bottom of the net, five for Derek Kissinger. Up the lead now, back to five, 13-8 with it. 35 seconds to go, first quarter. Overmiller for Adams Central. Slash puts up the run off the backboard. No good, just rolls out of there. Battle on the baseline. Coming out of there with it is Isaac Carlson. Carlson, the 5'11", 5'10", junior into the front court. Underneath, all alone, shot put up, going to be short by Simpson. No good. Tipped around, the Patriots go for it. The Whippets go for it. Lost out of bounds off. And then the Whippets say, our official Brooks Wells on the far sideline. Jake Fowler in, Adam Hunt out, Brady Barrett in for Adam Central. If you want to send somebody out, they got six on the floor. That Brown going to have to come out of there, so the Patriots will not play with six. 13-8. 16 seconds to go. They'll keep it at the legal five there. Patriot ball, they have 12 seconds or so here to score before the quarter. Overmiller with it to Fowler. Tipped away and stolen. Coming out of the way on the steals. Carlson, he's fouled from behind by Jake Fowler. So the Patriots turn it over with 7.4 seconds to go and are forced to foul. Fowler picks up his second. That's a big one for Jake Fowler. That's two on him for 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Derek Kissinger quickly checks in off the bench. Just play out of bounds, play set up by the Whippets. Ryan Bruno comes in, the 5'11 senior. Jake Fowler goes out with two fouls. And the Whippets will have 7.4 seconds. They try to inbound. They do long. All alone is Christensen. He cuts into the lane, puts up the shot long. No good. Barrett with the rebound. He double dribbles the ball with 2 seconds to go. So the Patriots turn it over. The Minden will get another shot. Brady was trying to throw up about a three-quarter court shot. And Mark Brown, the brother of Matt, 6'4 junior Mark Brown, in for Jesse Ackerman. 2.1 seconds to go, 13-8 Minden. They'll throw it in underneath their own desk. Kissinger does. Kissinger gets the ball. It's off. Kissinger, who tried to get the shot off, couldn't control the pass. And that is the end of the first quarter. We played one. It's Minden, 13. Adams Central 8, back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We played one quarter here in Minden. Blaine Buettles with you. Minden Holiday Basketball Tournament, first round boys game. After one, Minden 13, Adams Central 8. 6 points for Christian Swinger, the big post player. Three field goals, 6 points for the Whippets. 6 points for Matt Brown off the bench. The other two, Adams Central points. Adam Hunt, all 8 Patriot points. Players off the bench. Patriots will send out Jake Fowler, Blake Overmiller, Christian Hodson, Brady Barrett, and Matt Brown in the second quarter. Christian Swinka, Derek Kissinger, R.J. Watson, first appearance, will start the second quarter as Carson Bloom, still with the two fouls, will not start this quarter. Isaac Carlson out there and Dan Christensen for the Whippets. Bloom still on the bench. R.J. Watson, the 5'11 junior, his first appearance. There's a pass wide of the intended target, but it goes right to Dan Christensen to Swinka. Schwenk, a big force in that first quarter, got 6 inside for the Whippets. He's leading the way. This is here with another 5. From Minden basketball, just on the way, period number 2, 13-8 Whippets. Two teams, only one loss in their games this year total. It's a shot by Watson for 3, and it's good. So right off the bench for 3, R.J. Watson. That makes it 16-8, biggest lead of the night for the Whippets. Hodson, front court for Adams Central to Overmiller. Blake with it now. Will dribble it out between the rings. Slow things up there. Minden in the man-to-man. Been there all evening long. Blake Overmiller reverses his dribble to Barrett. No starter has scored for the Patriots. Brady Barrett will shoot this one off the glass on the iron. No good. Rebounded out there by Watson. RJ off the bench. Bench players. Good jobs for both teams here tonight. The Christensen inside to Schwenke. His pass now goes to Carlson on the wing. Look inside, finds Schwenke again back to Carlson. Slashes into the lane, back out to Kissinger. Kissinger puts up a 12-footer. Short, no good. Rebounded by Brown. Matt with the rebound for Adams Central. The Fowler. Jake will slow it up into the scoring zone for Adams Central. Down here by 8. 6.5 minutes. Single pass underneath to Hodson. Nice pass by Fowler. Tipped away and off of whipping out of bounds. Hodson was heading for the hoop and knocked out of his hands and out of bounds off the whippet. Adam Hunt back in. Christian Hodson out for Adams Central. 6:28 to go before halftime. 16-8. Whippet back in the game. Starter Thomas Simple, 5'9 senior from Minden. Isaac Carlson goes out. Patriots inbound to Hunt to Fowler. Man-to-man defense for the Whippets inside to Hunt. He will shoot and score. Adam Hunt with 4. 16-10. Whippets 5-6. 6:16 to go before halftime. Men and girls easily in the first game. 76-33 over Adams Central. Patriots, Lady Patriots in the 1 o'clock consolation game tomorrow. Christian Slinker will drive on Brown. Dishes in the corner to Central. Will drive, put up a runner off the glass, and good. A runner by Thomas Central with a field goal. 18-10 with it. Their second 8-point lead. Fowler front court. Drives all the way. Puts up the shot. Going to be no good. Brown tries to get the rebound. Battles for it with Schwenke. Schwenke comes out of there with it. In the front court, Central. Central will drive. Runs into a couple Patriots and a whistle. There's a blocking foul on Adams Central. Non-shooting situation. Foul called on the Patriots. Adam Hunt. Central. Met two Patriots. There's Carson Bloom checks in. Jonas Lovin in from Minden. Schwenke goes out. In the 15 foul. He's team with 5 team fouls. Bloom inbounds to Stencil. Top of the key to Bloom. To Watson. To Kissinger. Gets a screen, but no shot. Right side pass to Stencil. Thomas with it. Top of the key to Carson Bloom. Left wing now to Lovin. Kissinger, Derek to the free throw line, back out to Bloom, takes the three from there, in the air, in the hole, Carson Bloom has 5, biggest lead of the night, 21-10, with it. 5:09 to go before halftime, 11 points, with its lead. Adam Hunt with it for the Patriots to the free throw line. Hooks the pass to Overmiller, Blake Overmiller, to Hunt. Hunt will put up a runner from 7, off the rim, no good, ground rebound, shot up short, no good, Bloom rebounds from Minden. Carson runs to the basket to our left, into the lane, puts up a runner on the move, no good, a battle for it on the baseline, Bloom tips it out and Hunt will grab the basketball for Adam Settle, tied up on the play by the Whippets. Derek Kissinger, jump ball called, alternate possession, it will be Adam Central basketball. Jesse Ackerman, Christian Hodson, two that started the game for the Patriots will check back in after a breather. Isaac Carlson going to come in for the Whippets and Christian Schwenke. 4:44 to go before halftime. They get the towel out to wipe up some perspiration off the floor. Those four players come in, Ackerman and Hodson. Schwenke and Carlson. Kissinger will get a rest for the Whippets. 21-10, Minden with the lead. Adam Center will play it in, and they'll face some backcourt pressure from the Minden Whippets. 13-8 after the first quarter. So an 8-2 run to start this quarter by the Whippets. Pulled away to an 11-point lead here. Fowler wants to throw in, does, to Brady Barrett. Barrett and Fowler, Ackerman, Hodson, and Overmiller on the floor. The 5 starting players for the Patriots. Front court pass picked off there by Watson. Turnover, Adams Central. Going forth now with the steal, R.J. Watson. 11 for 3. It'll be off the iron, no good. A battle for it on the baseline. Barrett grabs the ball. He's fouled by Christian Schwenke. It's going to be the second on Schwenke. Barrett with the inside position. Barrett fouled on the play. We'll see Mitch Muller, 6'2 sophomore, check in. Mitch Muller, 6'2" sophomore, will come in for Schwenke. Schwenke has his 6 points and now 2 fouls. So Bloom and Schwenke, 2 starters with 2 fouls for the Whippets. Starter Jake Fowler with 2 for Adams Central, and Fowler has the ball in the backcourt. 21-10, Minden. Clock runs with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Barrett with it, has the basketball. Good man-to-man defense by Whippets. Barrett gets a screen and an offensive foul calling Jesse Ackerman. moving screen there on Ackerman, his first foul. So the Patriots will turn it over on that offensive foul. Sixth turnover on Adam Central. Timeout on the floor with 4:07 to go. Patriots take the timeout. It's Minden 21, Adam Central 10. We're back in 30 seconds.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-a-tier air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
And welcome back to High School Basketball here on The Breeze. That's KLIQ-FM 94.5 and at KLIQ-FM.com. Blaine Bulis with you. We're at the gymnasium in Minden, Nebraska. Boys' first-round game at the Minden Holiday Tournament. 4:07 to go in this second quarter. It's Minden 21, Adams Central 10. We've not had any scoring by either team in the last minute and 8 seconds. The Whippets have got this lead out to 11. Adams Central has no points from any of its starting players in this game. They have 6 from Matt Brown and 4 from Adam Hunt. Both bench players have come in and scored all 10 Patriot points. The Patriots have their 5 starters on the floor right now, and Carson Bloom has the ball from Minden. The Patriots on defense here. Carson Bloom on the right side to Isaac Carlson. Carlson for the Whippets. Looks for someone to pass to. Now we'll get the basketball. Cross courts the ball. Carson Bloom. Bloom with it. On the left wing. It's a screen. Cut off there. R.J. Watson inside to Kissinger. Back out to Watson for 3. Top of the key. No good. Rebound by Hodson. Gives it up to Overmiller in the backcourt. Blake into the scoring zone for the Patriots. 3.5 minutes to go. First half. To Jake Fowler. Fowler back to Overmiller. Overmiller on the dribble, right of the free throw line, to the baseline, cut off there, dribbles it back out behind the three-point arc, gives up that dribble, now it's past Ackerman. Ackerman now to Barrett. Barrett scores in this game, the big offensive threat for the Patriots. Barrett drive shot, put up, knocked out of bounds off Mitch Muller. Muller got his hand in there and tipped it out of bounds. And the Whippets send in Dan Christensen, the 5'7 senior, in for R.J. Watson. Patriots will throw it in, but Barrett underneath his own basket does to Hodson. To Fowler. 3:10 to go first half, but 21-10 Minden. To Ackerman. Works inside the lane, spins, shoots from 5 and scores. Jesse Ackerman, his first field goal and the first point by a Patriots starter. With 3 minutes to go here in period number 2. 21-12 with it. On court, Christensen on the dribble. Fowler with the defense. Christensen to Bloom. Left wing to Isaac Carlson, the junior. Top of the key to Kissinger. Takes the 3 behind the screen. Off, no good. Rebound, Fowler, Adams Central. They just run from left to right. On court, Overmiller will put up a scoop shot. Going to be off there, no good. Out on the baseline and a whistle and a foul calling them in and whip it. It's going to be called on Isaac Carlson as he goes for that rebound. Grab the wrist of a Patriot. And the Whippets over the 6th foul limit. So Adam Central will go to the line for the 1 and bonus. And it'll be Jesse Ackerman to the free throw line for Adam Central. Jesse, 4.5 points per game. 50% free throw shooter and missed the first of 2. It has not earned the bonus. With stays 21-12, Minden. On court, Carson Bloom. Bloom now with the basketball inside to Carlson and a traveling call on the Whippet. Turnover. Less than 5 on the Whippet. Have them for only 2. And it's Adam Central basketball. Christian Hodson goes out and Matt Brown checks in for the Patriots. Matt Brown out there with Jesse Ackerman, Brady Barrett, Jake Fowler, and Blake Overmiller. Good defense by the Whippets. Pressure in the backcourt and down to Brown. He dribbles it across the timeline, lost control of the ball, tips it into the backcourt to Fowler, but he was tipped back there. Ackerman has the ball. That might have been a backcourt violation on the Whippets. The Minden fans sure wanted one. Didn't get the call there, though, and the Patriots control. 2:10 to go. Fowler in the lane. 7-footer up, in and out, and back down. Jake Fowler. This is the first time Jake shot the basketball. Patriots with the last 4. They cut it to 7, 21-14, 2 minutes to go. And Christensen to Kissinger. Pass underneath to Muller. Shot up, no good, but he's fouled on the play. Nice assist, Derek Kissinger. To the free throw line to shoot 2 is going to be Mitch Muller. on Jesse Ackerman. That's two on Jesse to the free throw line. Mitchell Muller, as he's listed officially in the program. Mitchell may prefer Mitch. I do not know for sure, but he's going to shoot two free throws. This one's up and good. Buries it. First point. 22-14 as Adam Hunt reports in for Adam Sunderland. Jesse Ackerman with two fouls will go out. Two fouls, 2 points for Ackerman. 1:53 to go, first half. 22-14 with it. They go for their sixth win in a row to start this season. The Patriots are 5-1. Miller's second free throw good. Makes them both. 23-14, Minden by 9. 1:45, clock runs. Period number 2. Jake Fowler slowly across the timeline for the Patriots. And the man defense for the Whippets to Barrett. Brady Barrett slices into the lane, hits the floor, no foul called. Brown grabs the ball for the Patriots. Adam Hunt. Hunt into the lane, back out to Barrett. Brady Barrett to the free throw line and an offensive foul on Barrett. The frustration in Brady Barrett's part, his second foul, has not scored. And an offensive foul on Barrett. That's his second. The Patriots have three starters with two fouls. The Whippets have a couple of guys with 1:29 to go before halftime. Christian Schwenke and Mitch Muller out. Timeout on the floor with 1:29 to go. Patriots take a timeout. Still take one, 1:29 to play. It's Minden 23. Adams Central 14. Back in 30 seconds.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
1:29 to go in the second quarter. Minden 23, Adams Central 14. The offensive foul there on the Patriots turns the ball over to Minden, and Carson Bloom controls and throws it out of bounds. Gets it into the front court. Tenet receiver Derek Kissinger was headed for the hoop. Carson throws it behind him, so the Whippets turn it over for the third time. Patriot basketball pressure backcourt by the Whippets. Down to Jake Fowler. He'll be picked up by Dan Christensen in the backcourt. Christensen goes into retreat mode, and Fowler brings it up and crosses the timeline. Fowler with the basketball to the free throw line, gives up his dribble, passes to Barrett. Brady Barrett lost control, but it goes to Hunt. Right side to Barrett, to the baseline. 12-footer in the air, bounces around and off, no good. Brown goes for the rebound. Whippets try to control it on the baseline, cannot do it. Good hustle there by Matt Brown. Whippets can't control that rebound, and it'll be Patriot basketball. Blake Overmiller to play it in underneath his own basket to the left of it. Goes to Brown. Matt with it. Schwenke on the defense there to Barrett. Third with a screen. 16-footer in the air off the iron. No good rebounded by Bloom. 50 seconds to go before halftime, 23-14. Barrett can't crash the scoring column here for the Patriots. Runner put up. No good in and out of there by Stencil. Rebound to Barrett. For Adam Sutter with 40 seconds to play. Fowler for the Patriots into the scoring zone to our right. To Overmiller. 23-14, Minden, 35 seconds to go. Minden allowing only 36 points per game, held the Patriots to 14. Patriots are not shooting the ball very well, not getting much production out of their starters. Inside to Barrett, lost control, and he's fouled in the play. The Patriots' Brady Barrett will go to the free throw line. Fouled by Thomas Stencil. Brady Barrett to shoot. A couple. Again, Brady trying to get into the scoring column. Averages 17.5 points a game, but the Minden defense has been there tonight. Barrett has not been able to score. And Mark Brown, the 6'4 junior, is going to report in after Barrett shoots free throws. And Ryan Bruno in the game, his first appearance for Adam Semple. Bruno, 5'11 senior. 23 seconds to go before halftime. Barrett to shoot a couple. Free throw up, no good, missed on the 1-1. Rebounded by Schwenke, so Barrett still scoreless on the evening, and the Whippets will go for the last shot here with 15 seconds to go. Carson Bloom into the scoring zone to our left here to Kissinger to Bloom. 10 seconds to go. Carson gets the screen. Just take the three from there and miss it. No good. Bruno with the rebound with 5 seconds to go. Has it in the backcourt. 3 seconds to go. To the timeline, it's Hunt, and he travels. With 0.4 seconds to go, turnover on the Patriots. Adam Central is going to have to play defense for another 4.4 seconds at the timeline. Christensen to throw it in. The Whippets can get a shot off here. They lob it inside. Going to be knocked away by the Patriots, and no shot taken. That'll be the end of period number two. We're at halftime with the boys' first-round game. Minden Holiday Basketball Tournament, the Whippets of Minden 23. The Patriots of Adams Central 14. We'll talk about this first half in 2 minutes.
Insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
People you know, community people, people you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people you know.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Minden, Nebraska. Blaine Bulis with you. We're at halftime of the boys' game of the first round of the Minden Holiday Basketball Tournament. The Whippets lead Adams Central by the score of 23-14. Good defense by the Whippets. The Patriots not shooting the basketball very well, getting just a few points out of their starters. In fact, only 4 points out of their starters, only 14 in the first half of play. Minden jumps out to the early 4-0 lead, led 13-8 after the first quarter. The Whippets moved that lead up to 21-10 with 5:15 to go before halftime. Patriots scored the next four to cut it to 21-14, but the Whippets got the final 2 points of the quarter to lead it 23-14 in a defensive struggle here. And Minden leads Adams Central 23-14. The Patriots have 6 points from Matt Brown, who came off the bench first tonight for the Patriots. 6 points for Brown, 4 for Adam Hunt. Man number 7 tonight for the Patriots. So 10 of the 14 points for the Patriots by their 6th and 7th man, Matt Brown and Adam Hunt. 2 points for Jesse Ackerman, 2 for Jake Fowler. Big thing offensively for the Patriots. Brady Barrett has not shot the ball well, and he has no points. Missed one free throw. No points for Barrett, who averages 17.5 points a game, getting a little frustrated, it appears, in that first half late. But Barrett has not scored. Christian Hodson has not scored. Blake Overmiller has not scored. 2 for starter Jesse Ackerman, 2 for starter Jake Fowler, 6 for Matt Brown, 4 for Adam Hunt. The Patriots, no points from Barrett, and no free throws made. Adam Central, 0 of 6 from the free throw line, and that, of course, is not good. 0 for 6 from the free throw line. Adam Central, 56% free throw shooting team, 0 for 6 in the first half of play. 8 first quarter points, 6 in the second, 14 for the Patriots here at halftime. For Minden, Christian Swenka got off to a great start, had 6 first quarter points, the 6'4 post player for the Whippets. 6 the first quarter, ended up with 6 at halftime, got 2 fouls, but 6 by Swenka, really giving the Whippets a lift at first quarter. As Carson Bloom, the 15-point scorer, got into foul trouble in the first quarter, got 2. He had to sit out a lot of the first quarter, didn't come back to score 5.5. 6 for Swenka, 5 for Derek Kissinger, 3 for R.J. Watson, 2 for Thomas Sinsel, 2 free throws for Mitch Muller. Whippets 2 out of 3 from the free throw line at 13 first quarter points, 10 in the second, 23 in the first half. Unofficially, Adams Central 8 first half turnovers. Minden, I have them for only 3 in that first half. And here at halftime, it's Minden 23, Adams Central 14. We'll talk more about this game and this tournament, what's going on our family stations of Platte River Radio after this two-minute timeout.
Where do you get more Superstore? Shopping center around you. One stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you. Whether you get more, Superstore.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
The Breeze, 94.5.
It is Minden 23, Adams Central 14 here at halftime of the boys' contest this evening. This is the Allen's Halftime Show, by the way, in case you didn't catch that. Allen's the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. And always our appreciation to Allen's for sponsoring this halftime program on our Breeze basketball games for the 2011-2012 season. Minden 23, Adams Central 14. Here at halftime, as the Patriots falling behind early in this one, have never had the lead in the game and have scored only 14 points in this first half, playing pretty well defensively, giving up only 23, but only scoring 14 in the first half. Other results from this tournament today on the girls' side of things, in the girls' first-round game, it was Minden 76, Adams Central 33, the Whippets out early to a 7-0 lead, never looked back there, won at 76-33. Minden Whippets will take on Grand Island Northwest in the girls' championship at 4:30 tomorrow on this floor. Grand Island Northwest beat Bennington in overtime, 58-53. Adams Central takes on Bennington at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in the girls' consolation game. You can hear that game on the ESPN Superstation, 1550 KICS, 1245, pregame tomorrow, Bennington and Adams Central. The winner here will get Bennington in the championship game at 6:15 tomorrow night. The loser will take on Grand Island Northwest at 2:45. Bennington defeated Grand Island Northwest 62-43 in the boys' first-round game today. So the Adams Central girls will play at 1. Adams Central boys will play at either 2:45 or 6:15 tomorrow. The Adams Central games on ESPN 1550 KICS. The Minden game, and the girls will be at 4:30 tomorrow on the other Minden game for the boys, still to be determined. Both the Minden games will be right here on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. So we'll have all the Adams Central and Minden games from right here at the Minden Holiday Basketball Tournament. Here at halftime of this boys' first-round game, Minden 23, Adams Central 14. We'll be back with the third quarter after this one-minute timeout.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Booyah!
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Booyah!
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Booyah!
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Minden. The third quarter about to begin. You have been listening to the Allens Halftime Show. Allens, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. Third quarter about to begin. The Minden Whippets with a 23-14 lead. They'll send out Derek Kissinger, Dan Christensen, Carson Bloom, Thomas Simple, and Christian Schwenke. Adam Simple, Jake Fowler, Jesse Ackerman, Brady Barrett, Jesse Blake Overmiller, and Christian Hodson. Minden basketball shooting at the basket to our right. They have the ball with a 9-point lead. Third quarter underway. And Dan Christensen controls for the Whippets. Man-to-man defense for Adam Simple. The Patriots down by 9. They've never left. Pass inside to Schwenke. Travels with the basketball. Turnover on the Whippets. Starts this third quarter. Adam for only 4. Adam Simple with 8. Pressure in the backcourt by the Whippets as Overmiller looks to inbound. Does to Fowler. Tipped away by Bloom. Saves it, but it goes to Schwenke. For Adam Simple now goes to Hodson to Fowler. Schwenke's on Minden. Hodson's on Adam Simple. They're guarding each other. Adam Simple basketball, 23-14. Fowler to Overmiller. Blake with it and a whistle. It'll be a hold on the Whippets' Thomas Simple. Adam Simple will play it in on the non-shooting foul situation. Final score at the Aurora Holiday Tournament boys action. Aurora 31, St. Cecilia 28 at the final, with Aurora beating St. Cecilia in the boys' game. Hodson turns, shoots, shot misses, no good. Bloom with the rebound to the Whippets. They want to run, they do to the right. Bloom puts up the runner. Shot going to be no good. Rebound by Hodson. Christian Hodson with the rebound for the Patriots. To Jake Fowler. Jake with the basketball. Gives it up to Ackerman. Jesse back out to Fowler. Deep in the right corner. Inside to Ackerman. And he travels with the basketball. Turnover on the Patriots. They're 9. 23-14. We've had no scoring in this third quarter of play. Again, we'll have both Adam Central games on ESPN 1550 KICS tomorrow and both Minden games right here on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5, tomorrow. Oh, there's a pass tipped away, goes in the backcourt. Bloom runs it down for the Whippets. Overmiller tipped that one away. Carson Bloom runs it down, dribbles it into the scoring zone. Bloom spins into the lane, puts up the scoop shot, going to be short, no good. Schwenke rebounds and scores. Christian Schwenke, like he did to start the game, strong inside. And his fourth field goal, he had 3 field goals in the first quarter. Averages 8, has 8, 25-14. Barrett to the baseline, puts up a scoop shot underneath the basket, and a scoop shot up and good. Barrett's first field goal, 25-16, Minden. On court, Simple. To Kissinger to the baseline. To Thomas Simple, cross court to Christensen. Dan with it. It's a screen. Christensen really not a scorer. He's a distributor. Kissinger now inside, turns, shoots, shot short. Baseline battle and a foul going to be called on Adam Simple. Brady Barrett picks up the foul. That's his third. 6:07 to go. Adam Hunt in, Jesse Ackerman out for the Patriots. 6:07 to go, third quarter. 25-16, Minden each team with a field goal this quarter. Whippets have never trailed. Controls them again. Pass underneath to Schwenke. Shot up and good. He's fouled by Christian Hodson. Schwenke now with 10, and he'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. 27-16. Second 11-point lead of the game for the Whippets. They try to get their sixth win of the year against no losses. Adam Central at 5-1 on the season. Both teams will play tomorrow. Schwenke's free throw. Bounce around and good. Three-point play. Schwenke. He has 5 this quarter, 11 in the game. Biggest lead of the night, 28-16 for the Whippets. Blake Overmiller into the scoring zone for Adam Central. Hounded there by Carson Bloom. Overmiller to Fowler. Jake Fowler, pass underneath. Is going to be tipped out of bounds by Christian Schwenke. Christian, the 6'4 senior, playing a good ball game for the Whippets. Knocks that one out of bounds. 5:51 to go in the third. 28-16 Whippets. Barrett to throw it in for the Patriots. Goes to Hodson. Christian back out to Fowler. Patriots got to find some more offense here. They have only 16 points. Good man-to-man defense by the Whippet. Barrett flashes, lost it out of bounds, but it was tipped away by a Whippet. Adam Central will play it in. Blake Obermiller will throw it in. Looks and looks and looks. Goes to Fowler on the near side, on the behind the three-point arc. Jake with it. Fowler with the basketball. Spins with it. Still on the dribble. Loses his dribble. Double team there. Bounce pass back out to Adam Hunt. Comes with the ball. Gives up his dribble to Obermiller. Obermiller into the lane. Pass and he's intended for Hodson. Is off a Whippet. It will stay with the Patriots. 5:25 to go. The Patriots can't get the shot off. They're working this offense, but the Whippets are denying the ball inside. Fowler gets the ball inbound to Obermiller. Blake with it underneath to Hodson. Knocked out of bounds again. Schwenken knocks it out of bounds again. But for the third time, fourth possession here. Fourth try to score here for the Pacers on this possession. Quickly checking in is going to be Matt Brown, the 6'3 junior. Matt came off the bench, scored 6 in the first quarter. Patriots again in this game, 0-6 from the free throw line. Blake Obermiller goes out, Brown in, and Matt Brown will play it in this time for Adams Central. Goes to Hodson. Christian loses his dribble, gives up the basketball to Fowler to the baseline. Jake stops and pops, going to be an air ball. No good, Brown with the rebound after it's tipped. Can't hit the field goal. Hodson goes for it, his shot up short. Schwenker can't control it, it's off a Patriots. Christian Hodson says the official to be Minden basketball. Isaac Carlson quickly into the game for Thomas Simpson for Minden. 5:07 to go, third quarter, 28-16 Minden. Christian Schwenker with 5 this quarter for Minden. Only 2 points for the Patriots. Carson Bloom with the basketball will control it for the Whippets. Up by 12, their biggest lead of the night. 3 minutes gone, 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Schwenker with it. Now to Christensen, he slashes into the lane, gives up the ball. Shot put up, going to be good by Schwenker. 7 points this quarter by Schwenker. 30-16 Whippets. He scored all 7 Minden points, has 13 in the game. Fowler to the baseline, dishes back out to Barrett. Barrett now back to Fowler, behind the screen, takes the 3 in the hole. Jake Fowler for 3, he has 5, and it's 30-19, Whippets by 11. Adam Central on defense. Christensen into the front court. Dan looks inside. Passes cross court, though, to Carlson. Isaac with it. Carlson gives up his dribble, bounce pass to Schwenker deep in the right corner. Back out to Christensen. Inside to Derek Kissinger. Turns. Shoots from 7. Going to be short. No good. Christian Hodson grabs it to Jake Fowler in the backcourt into the scoring zone for the Patriots. Fowler drives, bounce pass underneath the Brown, has to save it. Does to Hunt, wide open 3. Going to be off the iron, no good. Hodson rebounds and scores. Christian Hodson with his first field goal. And it's back to a 9-point game. Quickly timeout, Shannon Lovin and the Minden Whippets. So we'll take a timeout with 3:46 to go in the third quarter. Patriots back within 9, Minden 30, Adams Central 21, back in 30 seconds.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, it's Christian Schwenker 7, Adam Central's team 7 in this third quarter. It's still a 9-point Minden lead. They led 23-14 after the first two quarters. And Christian Schwenker has all 7 Minden points this quarter. Patriots have a 3 from Jake Fowler and 2-point field goals from Brady Barrett and Christian Hodson. Again, the Patriots have not made a free throw. They're 0-6. Brady Barrett has scored only 2 points. Minden defense has been tough. Patriots have held Carson Bloom. He has only 5. Derek Kissinger has only 5. Well, in check, but Schwenker has killed the Patriots in this game. There's a pass underneath the bloom. He's all alone on the inbounds play. Shoots and misses, though, and the rebound by Blake Overmiller. So Bloom misses one from in close. Brown puts up a shot. He travels first. As Matt got that basketball, kind of came down awkwardly as he tried to shoot the basketball. And he called for traveling. Didn't get his feet set. Travel on the Patriots. Turnover to the Whippets. 30-21 Minden with 3:33 clock runs. Third quarter. Front court. Isaac Carlson to Derek Kissinger to Carlson. Isaac will slow it up here. Gives up his dribble. Passes to Schwenke. Top of the key between the rings. Right side to Carlson, the junior. Pass underneath to Kissinger. Will turn, shoot. It'll be no good. Picked out of bounds. It's off the Patriots. Bloom was there. Hunt was there. It goes off Adam and out of bounds. It'll be Minden basketball. Isaac Carlson will throw it in underneath his own basket with 3:16 to go in the third. Lobs it to Bloom. Carson with it to his left. Puts up the runner. Going to be deflected. Gets the ball back and scores. That shot deflected, but it goes right into the hands of Carson Bloom. And he just laid it in off the glass. 7 for Bloom, 32 for the Whippets. They lead by 11. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Jake Fowler with the basketball in the scoring zone for the Patriots. To the free throw line. Gives it up now to Hunt. Hunt will bring it out between the rings. They'll start this offense over once again. Patriots have not been able to score the ball. 21 points. Fowler will drive, get a screen, and score. Jake Fowler with 5 this quarter, 7 in the game. 32-23, Minden by 9. I think it's Christensen. Dishes to Schwenke in the lane. Shot deflected. Blocked there by Brown, but a blocking foul call. A foul call on Brown. He got some ball, but also got some body, apparently. Matt Brown picks up the foul. Christian Schwenke to the line to shoot 2. Or with the Minden with it. Alan Matt Brown, that's his first. Matt and Mark. Matt 6'3", Mark 6'4", twin juniors, free throw up, bounces around and good for Schwenke. At 8 this quarter, 14 in the game for Schwenke. 33-23 Minden. 2:32 to go in the third. Schwenke will throw up the second. It is up and it is good. Nothing but net there. Schwenke, 3 out of 4 from the line, makes 2 there. 34-23. The Whippets keep it around the 9, 10, 11, 12-point mark here in this game. And the Whippets send in Jonas Lovin for Christian Schwenke. So Schwenke out with 9 third-quarter points. We'll get a breather. Pass going to be almost picked off there by Isaac Carlson. Just can't get there, but he touched it and he goes out of bounds off. The Whippets going to be Patriot basketball down here, 34-23. Whippets again give up under 40 a game. Adamson will barely over 40 a game, and the Whippets are holding true to that. They've given up only 23 in this basketball game. A 2:15 to go in the third. Brown with it, lob underneath to Ackerman. Double team there, tipped around and grabbed. The Patriots turn it over for the 11th time, grabbed by Kissinger, and Derek into the front court. So Isaac Carlson, he heads for the hoop, gets the screen, misses the shot from up close. Ackerman with the rebound. That was just one that just plain missed by Isaac. He just shot it a little bit too hard. And an open lane to the hoop. Fowler stops and pops from 13. Going to be short. No good. Ackerman tries to save. Does. It's tipped out of bounds. Off of Jonas Lovin into the Adams central ball. 1:48 to go in the third. Back in Thomas Sinsel. Out Dan Christensen. So Sinsel, Carlson, and Christensen kind of rotate in there. Three guards for the Whippets. Kissinger and Bloom do the scoring. Schwenke does the inside work. As the Patriots send Christian Hodson back in for Jesse Ackerman. Adams central ball, Barrett to play it in with 1:48 to go in period number 3. Adams central down by 11. They were down by 9 at halftime. Barrett wants to play it in, does, to Ackerman. Catches it between the rings, down to Fowler. Jake Liggett. Defense there by Carlson. Fowler into the lane, will take a 13-footer, bounces around and off, no good. Bloom controls for the Whippets. He runs it into the scoring, going all the way to the hoop, hits the floor, and he was helped to the floor by one of the Patriots. Looks like maybe Adams Central will get whistled for the foul. Non-shooting situation. Foul called on Adams Central. It's 1:32 to go. Jesse Ackerman picks up his third. Carson Bloom put on the afterburners, headed for the hoop, and Ackerman had to try to impede his progress and foul, and Bloom will go to the line to shoot 2. Carson Bloom has scored 7, his first free throws of the evening. Bloom averages 15. Kissinger averages 15. Bloom has 7, Kissinger 5, so the Patriots have done a good job on the scores for Minden. Free throw off, no good by Carson. Into the game, Christian Schwenke and Ryan Kromoster from Minden. Going out, Jonas Lovin. and Isaac Carlson. With Barrett out there with Adam Hunt, Odson Fowler, Matt Brown for Adam Central. Carson Bloom will throw up the second free throw. It'll be short, no good, an air ball. The Bloom misses them both, and the score stays 34-23. 1:32 to go. Even the senior, Carson Bloom, misses the pair. The free throw shooting, Adam Central 0 for 6. Minden has done a pretty good job. They've only missed three, and they've made five in the game. Patriot basketball, front court at Fowler. Jake with it. That gives up his dribble. Bounce pass to Brown. Matt with it. Turns. He's at the baseline, but has no shot. Back out to Fowler. 1:12 to go in the third. Fowler to the free throw line. To Barrett. Hesitates. Now takes an 18-footer in the hole. Brady Barrett, second field goal of the game and this quarter. 34-25. The Patriots get it back down to 9, but that was the halftime score. Under a minute to go in the third quarter. Carson Bloom into the lane. Puts up the shot from 7. Rolls around and down. 9 for Bloom. 36-25. Front court is Brown. Underneath the Hots, and he will shoot. Blocked out of there by Schwenka. The ball goes to Bloom. Bloom front court. 3-on-2. Stops and pops from 18. Off the iron. No good. Tipped around and grabbed by Fowler for Adam Center with 35 seconds to go. Central will control the basketball. And they want to play for one here with 25 seconds to go. They're up by 11. Hunt with the basketball for Adam Central now to Matt Brown. Left side to Fowler. With 16 seconds to go, the Patriots down by 11. To Hunt with 14. To Fowler. Eyes the three and takes it. Long, no good. Grabbed by Hunt for Adam Central. He's in the lane. Bounce pass to Hodson. To Fowler with 5. Left wing to Barrett. Drives the baseline. Puts up a scoop shot underneath and good. Brady Barrett with a field goal. He has 6 this quarter. And that will end the third period of play. But an even third quarter. Minden still with a 9-point lead after 3. Minden 36. Adam Central 27. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
An even third quarter as far as points being scored by each one of these teams. They each get 13, and Minden leads after 3. The Whippets 36, the Adams Central Patriots 27 in this boys' first-round game at the Minden Holiday Tournament. It's Yale Jones Gymnasium in Minden. Blaine Gulis with you here on The Breeze, KLIQFM, 94.5. One of your family. One of the members of the family faces the Platte River Radio. Patriot basketball down by 9, fourth quarter underway. Adam Hunt, Jake Fowler, Brady Barrett, Matt Brown, Christian Hodson on the floor for the Patriots. Down by 9, they've never led. Fowler, 13-footer good. Jake Fowler is for him. He has 9 all this half. 36-29, the Patriots within 7. They've been down by as many as 12. Lead has been between 12 and now 7 for this whole second half. Schwenka with it to Dan Christensen. Christensen behind a couple screens. Passes underneath to R.J. Watson. His shot up short. Battle card on the baseline. Matt Brown comes out of there with it. For the Patriots to Jake Fowler. Adam Central. Fowler will drive. Shoot it off the glass and good again. Jake Fowler with the 11 taking over this game offensively. 5 points. Lead now for Whippets. This is the closest the Patriots have been in a long, long time since the first quarter. Jared Kissinger has the ball. To Central. Central now to Schwenka. Into the lane. Lost control of it and out of bounds. It's off Adam Central. So the momentum definitely with Adam Central. 6:54 to go. Carson Bloom quickly off the bench and back in. Isaac Carlson for the Whippets. Also have Thomas Central on the floor. R.J. Watson and Christian Schwenka. Eric Kissinger, one of the starters, not in there. play just over a minute of this fourth quarter. The Patriots are within five in the basketball. Fowler with it. That's the Brown and the whistle. Fowler hits the deck and Carson Bloom hits the floor and a whistle as they both make contact with the floor and a foul called on Minden. Call it on Isaac Carlson. Non-shooting situation. And 6:45 to go. The Patriots will play it in. 14 fouls on Adams Central. Only two on the board for the Whippets. 36-31 inbounded to Hodson. Patriots right back in this ballgame now. Down by as many as 12. Trailed all the way, but they're within five. Jake Fowler with 11. Fowler will drive dishes underneath the Brown and an offensive foul this time on Jake Fowler. Jake has kind of taken over this game for the Patriots offensively. Fowler called for the offensive foul there. He averages only 3.8 points, has 11 in the game. Brady Barrett, the leading scorer, has 6 for Adams Central. Patriots still have not made a free throw in the contest as Derek Kissinger checks back in for the Whippets. 6:33 to go in period number 4, 36-31. Kissinger will play it in, and the Whippets have the ball on the Patriots down here by only 5. Adams Central trail 36-25. They've scored the last 6, ending the third quarter, beginning the fourth. Within 5, Kissinger with it in the front court. Still a lot of time, 6:20 to play. Carson Bloom looks left, goes right, shoots, but before the shot, a foul going to be called on Adams Central Patriots. Foul called on Brady Barrett. That's 4 on Brady Barrett. 4th foul with 6:15 to go. Barrett with 6 points now with 4 fouls, but he's going to have to stay in the game the way it looks. The Patriots within 5. It's the 4th foul on Barrett. Bloom inbounds long between the rings now to Isaac Carlson for the Whippets. We'll discuss the 16 foul on Adams Central. Bloom with it. Retreats now on the dribble. It's a screen, goes to the baseline, and a whistle. Now going to be called on, looks like, Christian Hodson of the Patriots. Bloom with too much speed there will go to the line for the 1-1. You can kind of expect Carson Bloom to control these offensive ends for the Whippets. Do some driving and maybe do some dishing. He has 9. He's 0-for-2 from the line. Whippets 5-of-8 from the free throw line. In Blake Overmiller, out Adam Hunt for Adams Central. Carson Bloom to the line. 17 foul on Adams Central. 1 in bonus for Bloom. Averages 15, has 9. 36-31, Whippets. 6:03 to go in this fourth quarter. Bloom's free throw up. Good. Makes it. Earns the bonus. He has 10. And Christian Schwenka with 15, the lead. The Whippets. He averages 8, has 15 on the night. 6'4 senior. Working inside tonight. 10 for Bloom. Second free throw by Carson in the air. Makes them both. Nothing to net. He has 11. 38-31. Whippets lead back up to 7. 2 minutes gone, 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Fowler, front court now to Overmiller for Adams Central. To Barrett. Barrett for the Patriots, guarded by Bloom, left side to Overmiller. Takes left, goes right to Fowler, left alone for 3 on the wing, off the iron, no good. Tipped around, grabbed by Overmiller, blocked from behind by Carson Bloom. No whistle there, and a good block by Bloom. The ball goes out of bounds, and it'll be basketball to Adams Central. So the block there by Bloom, the Patriots retain possession at 5:41 to go. Overmiller to throw it in. Goes inside to Hodson. He grabs it in the lane. Back out to Barrett. He fakes and drop back, takes a 3 in the air, in the hole. Brady Barrett for 3, has 9, 38-34. The Patriots within 4. And now this is as close as Adams Central's been. If Barrett gets hot, it'll be a shootout between Barrett and Bloom. Kissinger now to Bloom. 5:20 to go. We got a ball game here. 38-34. Inside this, Schwenker works on Hodson. Safe. Puts up the shot. Short, but a foul going to be called on Christian Hodson. That'll be his fourth. And Christian Schwenker. Yeah, Christian Hodson, Christian Schwenker. And Christian Schwenker will go to the line to shoot 2. Excuse me. It's going to be Derek Kissinger. Shoot 2. Kissinger has 5. He'll go to the line to shoot 2. First throws for Derek. 38-34 with 5:13 to go. Free throw in and out. No good by Kissinger. With the Patriots hanging around. It's 38-34. And they've never let in the game. Kissinger to shoot the second. It is up, and it is in and out. No good. The Patriots can get within two or one. Matt Brown with the rebound. 38-34, and a double dribble into that court by Matt Brown, and the Patriots will turn it over for the 13th time unofficially. Ackerman in, Hodson out for Adam Semple. Adam Hunt in, Matt Brown out. So it's Hunt, Ackerman, Overmiller, Barrett, and Fowler, the five starters that started this game for Adam Semple. So the Patriots turn it over. They have the ball. They move within two or one, but turn it over in the backcourt. Inbounded Carlson to Semple for Minden. 5:05, clock run, fourth quarter. 4-point Minden lead. Semple with it. Right side up. Blue behind a screen for three. It bounces out of there. No good in the whistle. And a rebounding foul called on the Minden Whippets. Jared Kissinger will pick up the foul. Whippets only their fourth team foul. That's number two on Kissinger, so a non-shooting situation with 4:56 to go. Patriots now can get it within 2-1 once again. Overmiller in the backcourt, guarded by Bloom, gets it into the scoring zone, and a foul going to be called on Carson Bloom. That's his third, but again, the fourth team foul on the Whippets. So again, a non-shooting situation. That is the fourth team foul on Minden. 4:48 to go. Inbounded in the backcourt to Jake Fowler. Adam Central ball down by four. Again, the Patriots have never led. They have not made a free throw in this game. They've had only six attempts. It's Fowler. He'll take a 13-footer. Bounces out of there. No good. Ball goes to Bloom from Minden. Minden into the scoring zone. Carson Bloom controls. 4.5 minutes to play. Right side to Isaac Carlson. Inside to Kissinger. Works on Hunt. Turns. Shoots. Shot rolls off. No good. Rebounded by Barrett. And he's going to be fouled in the backcourt. In a non-shooting situation. The ball doesn't fall for the Whippets. Barrett gets the rebound and he's fouled. 15 foul. The Whippets still have one more to give. 4:22 to play. Still a 4-point game. We've gone over a minute, both teams not scoring. They just got it within four at the 5:33 mark. It's 4:20 to play. 38-34 Minden. 4:16 clock runs, fourth quarter. Barrett with the basketball. He's got to be careful. He's got four fouls. Overmiller back to Barrett. Hard pass is picked off. Trying to steal it at Simple. He bounces it off Barrett. Nice play there by Thomas Simple. But he got that steal and was flying out of bounds and threw the basketball in off of Brady Barrett. And it'll be Minden basketball. So they control with a 4-point lead halfway through the fourth quarter. 4 minutes gone. 4 minutes to play. Carson Bloom into the scoring zone. Spins in the dribble now. Blows things up. Overmiller on the defense. Bloom, left wing, spins into the lane. Puts up the runner and scores. Carson Bloom now with 13. Nice move inside for Bloom. He's so hard to stop. 40-34. 13 for Bloom. Overmiller did everything he could. Almost stolen in the backcourt from Fowler. Front court pass now to Hunt. That pass inside to Ackerman. Can't control it on the baseline. Lost it out of bounds, and Ackerman was all alone, but couldn't control the basketball underneath the hoop. Turnover number 14 on Adam Central, so the Patriots give it back to the Minden Whippets. Again, these two teams in the same sub-district later this year. St. Cecilia, Kearney Catholic also in that sub-district. Could be a whale of a C1 sub-district later this year. We got a whale of a ball game here. 6-point Minden lead and a foul front court on the Patriots. Jesse Ackerman, that's his fourth. 3:23 to play. Patriots over the 6-foul limit. One in bonus coming up for Christian Schwenke. Minden, 7 free throws made. They've missed 5. Ackerman out. Adam Hunt in. Overmiller, Hodgson, Fowler, Barrett, Hunt for Adam Central. Free throw line. Christian Schwenke. Free throw up and good. Nothing but net. 16 for Schwenke. 41-34 with it by 7. 16 for Schwenke. 4 out of 5 from the line for the 6'4 senior. Second free throw up. Nice one. This one's off the iron. No good. Grab in the lane by Overmiller. 16 for Schwenke. Makes 1 out of 2. The lead back up to 7. Fowler into the scoring zone. For the Whippets timeout. Adam Central. Timeout on the floor with 3:14 to go in the fourth quarter. Minden 41. Adam Central 34. We're back in 1 minute.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
3:14 to go in the fourth quarter. Minden 41, Adams Central 37, Patriot Basketball. Adam Hunt into Jake Fowler, and here we go. The final 3:10 as the clock runs. 7-point Minden lead. Patriots down by as many as 12. They cut it to as little as 4. There's a collision underneath Carson Bloom and Christian Schwenke. The collision underneath the hoop, and obviously a whistle there. It was knocked out of bounds on that pass attempt to Hodson by Bloom. And then they bumped into each other. Both are okay up off the floor, and the Patriots will throw it in as Minden the last to touch it. Overmiller throws it long into Fowler with 3:04 to go. 7-point Minden lead. It was 9 at halftime, and Adams Central has never led. Got it within 4 earlier this quarter. Fowler to Barrett. Brady Barrett with the basketball. To Overmiller, top of the key, but no shot. Blake with it. Gives it up to Adam Hunt. 2:44, clock runs, fourth quarter. Fowler with it. Patriots looking for that good shot. They're down by 7. Fowler stops and has no shot. Cross court to Hunt. Goes to his left inside the lane. Shot put up, going to be short. No good. The rebound and out of there by Carlson. Not a very good shot. Long front court pass to Kissinger. He will drive. Lost control of the ball, but he's fouled on the play. And Kissinger will go to the line to shoot 2 for the Whippets. Patriots over that 10 foul limit. So second foul on Adam Hunt. 2 free throws coming up for Derek Kissinger. He scored only 5, averages 15, so the Patriots have done a good job on Derek. He has had some shots inside not falling. He's 0-for-2 from the line. Kissinger's first free throw is up and rolls around and down. He has 6, 42-34 with us. Kissinger averages 15, is a 79% free throw shooter, 1 out of 3 tonight. Adam Hunt out, Matt Brown in. 2:25 to play. It's 42-34 with it. They're up by 8. And Derek Kissinger will try the second. This one's up. This one's going to be in and out. No good. Rebound by Overmiller. He screens out the free throw shooter. Overmiller with the rebound. 2:20 to go. 8-point lead. Repossession game. Pass underneath to Hodson. He will turn, shoot, shot, block, but he's fouled on the play. Partially deflected, but a foul called on Christian Schwenke. That's 3 on Schwenke. One of the few things Christian has not done well tonight. 16 for Schwenke. Christian Hodson to shoot 2. First throws of the night for Hodson. Again, Adam Central looks to make their first free throws of the night. They have not made a free throw. That one's way off the backboard. No good. Adam Central 0-for-7 from the free throw line. The margin in the game is 8. The Patriots 0-for-7 from the line. Christian's second free throw is up. This one's banked off there. No good. Tipped around, grabbed on the baseline by Isaac Carlson. Carlson will get it into the scoring zone and a timeout. Shannon Lovin for the Minden Whippets with 2:09 to go in the ball game. It's Minden 42, Adams Central 34. We're back in 30 seconds.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $60 for your entire family, for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join, or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
The Breeze, 94.5.
It's Minden 42, Adams Central 34. The Patriots, again, 0-for-8 from the free throw line. Minden's only 4 out of 8 in this quarter from the line. So the Patriots are still in the ballgame, but there's 2:09 to go. The Whippets missed 7 free throws themselves, but they have made 9 in the game. Lead it here, 42-34, 2:09 to go. And the Whippets have the basketball on the near sideline, and Isaac Carlson's going to throw it in. Thomas Simpson's out there. Derek Kissinger, Christian Schwenke and Carson Bloom. Mounted to Bloom, deep in the corner. It's to the baseline. Dishes underneath to Schwenke. Shot up. Sharp. No good. Schwenke rebound. Puts up the shot. He's whacked on the play. And Christian Schwenke will go to the line to shoot two. He's been the Minden star this basketball game. Matt Brown picks up the foul. Matt Brown's out there with Jake Fowler. Jesse Ackerman. Blake Overmiller and Brady Barrett. 2:03 to play. Schwenke's free throw is good. Nothing but net. Schwenke has 17. He's an 8-point scorer on the season. The Whippets get that lead back up to 9. The Patriots got it down from 12 to 4. It's back up to 9. That was the halftime margin. Schwenke misses the second. 1 out of 2, 43-34. 9-point lead with 1:55. Clock runs fourth quarter. Double screen there for Overmiller, but has no shot. Now to Barrett. Long three from the wing. In and out of there, no good. The rebound by Bloom. Bloom in the backcourt for the Whippets. Carson Bloom will control the basketball. The Patriots fall back on defense with 1:40 to go. Bloom front court to Carlson. The Central off his hand went out of bounds. Turnover on the Whippets. Basketball to Adam Central down here by 9. 1:37 to go in the fourth quarter. Jake Fowler for Adam Central controls the basketball in the scoring zone. Fowler to the free throw line. In the lane. Put dishes off to Ackerman. His shot is partially deflected, but a foul going to be called. Looks like on Christian Schwenke of Minden. That's going to be his fourth. And Jesse Ackerman will go to the line and throw up two for Adam Sendles. The Patriots try to get points from the free throw line. Jesse's free throw is up, and it is good. First point from the line for Adam Central. With 1:29 to go in the fourth quarter. That's three for Ackerman. Eyes the second, foul in the act, free throw up, makes them both. 2 out of 2 from the line there, 43-26. Ackerman out, punt in for Adam Central. Patriots will pressure all over the floor, 1:29 to play, 43-36 Minden. The Whippets try to stay unbeaten on the year. Adam Central with only one loss. Derek Kissinger to the timeline, across the double team there. He's up the basketball to Thomas Central, left side to Isaac Carlson, back to Central. Whippets going to make the Patriots chase and foul. Kissinger has him with 1:15. Double team there. Kissinger fouled on the play. Derrick will go to the line and shoot two. The Whippets will shoot two the rest of the way for the Patriots over that 10 foul total. Foul called on Blake Overmiller. First foul on Blake. Two free throws for Derrick Kissinger. Kissinger scored only 6, but and only 1 out of 4 from the line tonight. A very good free throw shooter. Struggled there this evening. 7-point Minden lead, 1:12 to play, free throw up, and good. Kissinger makes the first. The Whippets have only one field goal this quarter. 6 free throws made. It's 44-36. Derrick will eye the second. In the air, and good. Carries them both. 45-36. Back to 9. It's been down as low as, but there's a bad pass and a steal. Isaac Carlson drives, shoots, and scores. Patriot turnover, and Carlson with the big steal there. His first field goal. That puts it back up to 11 with under a minute to play. So big turnover there. Might have sealed the Patriots' fate, and the Patriots turn it over once again. They lose it in the backcourt, but now Minden turns it back over to Matt Brown. Brown to Parrott. He hits the deck, and the ball goes out of bounds. Off of Adam Sendle. The Patriots turn it over once again. The Patriots with a couple turnovers late in this game. The last one very damaging. The steal in the backcourt and the drive and score. Isaac Carlson with the field goal. With 45 seconds to go, the Patriots down by 11. Simple goes out of the game, and R.J. Watson, the junior, comes in from Minden. For the Patriots, got it within 4, but it looks like they're going to fall here, down by 11. As the Whippets will be going to the line the way it looks. Carson Bloom in the backcourt, going to be offensive zone foul there by Adam Hunt. And Carson Bloom will go to the line to shoot 2. Carson has scored 13. They're going to the line to shoot 2 with 40 seconds to go, and the Minden Whippets are going to get victory number 6 to stay unbeaten on this season. But the Patriots trailed by 12 in the third quarter, by 14 in the third quarter. Got it back within 4 in the fourth, but could not get the ball game tied. Had a chance to cut it to 2-1, but could not do it, and Bloom makes the first free throw, 48-36, is back up to 12. Carson's second free throw is up and good. Makes them both. 49-36. Again, the Whippets have one field goal this quarter, but they've been to the free throw line enough increased that lead in Jake Fowler's trip to Pheads for the hoop. Carson Bloom picks up his fourth. It's going to matter a whole lot now with 33 seconds to go, and the Whippets up by 13. 9 free throws made, and 5 missed this quarter. 2 field goals this quarter for Minden. They have 13 points and lead it by 13, 49-36. And Jake Fowler to the line for Adam Settle to shoot for the Patriots. He has scored 11. Free throws up and in and out, no good. The rebound to Derek Kissinger. So the one and bonus missed there by Fowler, and each foul in the backcourt by Overmiller. The Patriots will send Derek Kissinger to the line to shoot 2 more. It's becoming kind of a free throw contest for the Whippets as they make the Patriots run and chase and foul late in this game after the margin cuts to 4 with 5:33 to go. Derek Kissinger will shoot 2 more. This one's up and good. No pressure here now. And the lead now up to 14 once again. It was 30-16. Now it's 50-36. The Patriots make a good comeback, but can't get it tied or get ahead in the game. Kissinger makes them both. That's 10 for Derek. And now the biggest lead of the night, 51-36 for Minden. Driving is Barrett. Scoop shot up, no good. Tipped around on the baseline. Barrett grabs it on the baseline. He's flat on his back, grabs the basketball up, the missed shot, and calls a timeout. Adam Central will take a timeout with 20 seconds to go. We'll take one. 20 seconds to play. Minden 51, Adam Central 36. Back in 30 seconds.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Minden, 11 out of 16 from the line this fourth quarter. The Patriots inbound to Brown. Now to Barrett with 15 seconds to go. Tipped away from him and grabbed there by R.J. Watson. Watson will slow it up. The Patriots will probably let this go. And no need to foul now. It's going to be a 15-point Minden win. Carson Bloom's going to hold the basketball. The final 5 seconds will run out the clock here. And the Minden Whippets win their way into the championship of the Minden Holiday Tournament. The final score in this boys' game, the Minden Whippets 51. The Adams Central Patriots 36. We'll talk about this game in 2 minutes.
Dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
First round complete here at the Minden Holiday Tournament, and the boys game just completed. The Minden boys defeat Adams Central by the score of 51-36. Adams Central never led in this game. They fell behind 4-0. The Whippets with a pretty good a start, jumped out to the 4-0 lead, led it to a 6-2, led after the first quarter 13-8. The Whippets have a pretty good second quarter as they outscored the Patriots 10-6, giving the Patriots only 14 first-half points. Minden got the lead up to 11, 21-10, with 5:15 to go in the second quarter. Patriots got the next four to cut it to 21-14. The Whippets get the final two of the second quarter. Minden led 23-14 at halftime. More offense by both teams in that second half. The Whippets jumped up their lead to 14, 30-16 in the third quarter play. That was the biggest lead of the night to that point. 30-16 Minden in the third quarter. The Patriots got it cut down to a 9 at 32-23, and it was 9 at the end of three quarters, 36-27 Whippets. Adams Central has a good start in the fourth quarter, cut that lead to 36-31. Adams Central got it down to 4, 38-34, with 5:33 to go in the basketball game. That would be as close as the Patriots would get, 38-34 with 5:33 to go. The Whippets then moved that lead all the way up to 43-34 as they scored the next five. That 43-34, Adams Central makes it 43-36. But the Minden and Whippets go on to win it by the biggest margin of the evening, as it turns out, 15 points, 51-36. The Whippets have only two field goals in the fourth quarter, didn't need field goals. They made 11 of 16 free throws in that fourth quarter as the Patriots were forced into a run and chase and foul situation in the final couple of minutes. And Minden goes 11 out of 16 from the line in the fourth quarter, 16 out of 24 from the free throw line in the ballgame. Adams Central did not get its first free throws and made only two free throws on the night. Didn't get those free throws made until the 1:29 mark of the fourth quarter. Adams Central 0 for 6 in the first half from the line, missed their first 8 in the game, made 2 out of 11 free throws in the contest. So Adams Central, only 2 points from the free throw line, 2 out of 11 from the free throw line, and Minden jumps out to the early lead, holds on, has a lead by as many as 14 in the third. Patriots get it cut down to 4 in the fourth quarter, but the Whippets hit their free throws down the stretch and win it by 15, their biggest margin of the evening. The final score, Minden 51 and Adams Central 36 here tonight. So it's the second loss of the year for the Adams Central Patriots. They go to 5-2 on the year. Minden stays unbeaten at 6-0. We'll take a timeout when we return. We'll run down the scoring for you and see if we can get Zach Foster, basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots, or Shannon Lovin of the Minden Whippets up here after this basketball game. Let's take a timeout when we return. We'll be back. Run down the scoring for you in 1 minute.
People you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back after Minden's 51-36 win over Adams Central here at the gym in Minden, the Minden Holiday Basketball Tournament. Adams Central drops it here 51-36 in the boys' game. The Minden girls all over the Patriots ladies 76-33 in the girls' contest. In this boys' game for the Minden Whippets, the big star really of this night, Christian Schwenke, the 6'4" senior center, scored the first 6 points of the game for the Whippets, at least had six in the first quarter. Ended up with 17 on the night, an 8-point score. Schwenke has 17 to lead the way tonight for the Minden Whippets. 15 for Carson Bloom. That's his average. Bloom, though, had only 5 at halftime, gets the other 10 in the second half. Leads his team down the stretch. He had 15. Derek Kissinger averages 15, scored 10. 3 points for R.J. Watson and 2 points each for Thomas Sinsel, Isaac Carlson, and Mitch Muller. Muller's from the free throw line. Starter Dan Christensen did not score for the Minden Whippets, but Dan doesn't do a whole lot of scoring, and his role otherwise distributing that basketball. So 17 for Christian Schwenke, 15 for Carson Bloom tonight. The Whippets with 23 first-half points, 28 in the second, 16 out of 24 from the free-throw line. Bradham Central there led by Jake Fowler. He had 11 points, but 9 of those in the second half as Fowler kind of led that offensive charge for the Patriots in the second half. As leading scorer Brady Barrett did not score in the first half, ended up with 9 in the basketball game, about half of his average right there. So Barrett with only 9. 6 points for Matt Brown, and all 6 of those off the bench in the first quarter. 4 points for Adam Hunt, 4 points for Jesse Ackerman, and 2 for Christian Hodson. So starters for the Patriots scored only 28 of their 36 points in this basketball game, 26 of their 36. And the Patriots led by Jake Fowler's 11, Brady Barrett with 9. Again, Adam Settle, 2 out of 11 from the free throw line, 14 first-half points, 22 in the second. The Whippets give up 36 to the Patriots. That's the season average for the Whippets. They give up only 36 a game, 36 here this evening. Adams Central drops it to Minden, 51-36. Let's take our final timeout. The way it looks on our coverage here this evening from Minden, we'll take our timeout. When we return, we'll run down the scores from this tournament and whatever else is going on, give you our broadcast plans for tomorrow. We'll do that after this timeout.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it!
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small-town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Okay, welcome back one final time here from C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden, Nebraska. Blaine Bulis with you. Our doubleheader for the Adams Central and Minden basketball teams in the books now. This boys game just completed. It was Minden 51, Adams Central 36. The Whippets now 6-0 on the year. Adams Central falls to 5-2. And Minden led the entire way and won it by the biggest margin of the evening, 15 points, 51-36. So this means on the boys' side of things, the Adams Central Patriots will play tomorrow afternoon on the boys' side at 2:45 against Bennington. Bennington lost, on the boys' side of things, Adams Central will play at 2:45 against Granada Northwest tomorrow. Granada Northwest lost to Bennington 62-43. Adams Central loses here to Minden 51-36. So on the boys' side, Adams Central, Granada Northwest, 2:45 tomorrow. On the girls' side of things, it was Adams Central losing to Minden 76-33. And in overtime, Granada Northwest beat Bennington 58-53. Here's the setup for tomorrow, and here's our broadcast plan. On the ESPN Superstation, 1550 KICS will have both Adams Central games. They'll be back-to-back tomorrow on ESPN 1550 KICS. The Adams Central girls take on Bennington at 1 o'clock tomorrow, 12:45 pregame on the girls' consolation. The boys' consolation to follow, Adams Central against Granada Northwest at 2:45. We'll have both games on ESPN 1550 KICS. The Minden basketball games tomorrow will be right here on The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5, as the Minden girls will take on Grand Island Northwest at 4:30 tomorrow, and the Minden boys will take on Bennington at 6:15. So both Minden games on The Breeze tomorrow, beginning at 4:15 or so. Both Adams Central games on ESPN 1550 KICS, beginning around 12:45 tomorrow afternoon. So join us for Adams Central and Minden basketball tomorrow on Platte River Radio. Well, that will do it for things here in Minden. First round of the tournament complete here. And in the Adams Central Minden basketball games, the final scores, the Minden teams lead from start to finish in both the girls and boys side of things. The girls of Minden all over Adams Central by the score of 76-33. And in the boys' game, it was Minden 51, Adams Central 36. And that will do it from Minden for this doubleheader here. We'll join you tomorrow on ESPN 1550 KICS. Join me for the Adams Central games beginning about 12:50 tomorrow on 1550 KICS. And the Minden games will be right here on The Breeze at 4:15 tomorrow afternoon. That'll do it again. The final scores on the girls' side, Minden 76, Adams Central 33. On the boys, Minden 51, Adams Central 36. That will do it for Minden. I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a happy new year and a great rest of the week.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.